Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Extreme heat today, to be followed by brutal heat and humidity over the weekend. Cooling centers are extended in their service and hours. A Western Mass man wins the lottery for the second time. More monkeypox cases. The Thunderbirds grab an AHL award. And a travel magazine adds Springfield to its list of great places in Mass to visit. It is Friday, and you can remember the date, July 22. There you go, and your forecast for today. For Friday, partly to mostly sunny, a high of 94. Winds west 10 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, low of 66. Winds 5 to 10. Ultraviolet 9. Humidity 59%. Well, I'll give you the rest of the weekend, too. Saturday, mostly sunny, high about 95. Winds west 5 to 10. Saturday night, cloudy, a low around 67. Winds 5 to 10. Ultraviolet index at 9. Humidity 47%. And to cap it off for Sunday, partly sunny, chance of an evening shower and storm, high of 96 degrees. Winds west 5 to 10, chance of rain 40%. Sunday night, chance of showers, a low of 72. The winds are light and variable. Chance of rain at 50%. The ultraviolet index at 8. The humidity 53%. With all this in mind, Springfield is going to keep the cooling centers open over the weekend of this weekend, Saturday right through Sunday, due to the anticipated heat. The temperatures are expected, as you heard, to stay in the mid to high 90s with humidity. Now, in addition to the cooling centers, residents can seek relief from the heat by visiting one of the many neighborhood libraries and senior centers for the elderly and, of course, the mall. Mass Lottery spokesperson Christian Tija said that Kevin Miller of Montague won $25,000 a year for life on the Lucky for Life multi-state game after the first five numbers of a quick pick ticket matched those that were drawn February 18. Well, he claimed his prize this week at the lottery headquarters in Dochester, and he chose the cash option of a one-time payment of $390,000 before taxes. However, this lottery win is not Miller's first. The lottery said that Miller previously won a $1 million prize in 2016 on a Cadillac Riches scratch ticket. Wow. The store from which he purchased the winning Lucky for Life ticket, Food City, Turner's Falls, well, they'll get $5,000 in a bonus for the sale. That location is also the same store that he bought his $1 million winning ticket. I think I know where he's going to shop from now on. Well, while we're on the subject of the lottery, officials on Thursday raised the Mega Millions grand prize to $660 million, giving players a shot at the nation's ninth largest jackpot. The jackpot for Friday night's drawing has grown so large because there hasn't been a winner in 3 months. Now, those 27 consecutive drawings, without anyone matching all six numbers, has allowed the jackpot to gradually grow from its $20 million starting point in April. And even as the big prize has increased, the odds of winning all that money remain the same, a staggering 1 in 302.5 million. The highlighted pre-tax $660 million prize is for a winner who takes an annuity option, paid out in 30 annual payments. Most players will choose the cash option, which for Friday's drawing would be $376.9 million, which would certainly keep the wolf from the door. Long Meadow, the farmer's market at the Long Meadow Shop's up and running. The farmer's market runs from noon till 6 every Thursday, right on through October 27, if you want your fresh veggies. Now, each week, organizers say there will be an assortment of locally grown fruits and veggies, and they'll also add baked goods, flowers, and more. Mass health officials report 30 new cases of monkeypox in Massachusetts in the past 7 days. All 30 cases in men, and it brings the total number of cases to 79 in Massachusetts since the first case was announced May 18. The Department of Public Health said they're working to identify close contacts. The Thunderbirds announced today that they've received the prestigious AHL President's Award for the 21-22 season. during the Board of Governors annual meeting. Now, this award is given to the team that demonstrates overall excellence both on and off the ice. So during the T-Birds 2021-22 season, the team set numerous records across the board, including average attendance, season tickets sold, overall ticket revenue, and corporate sales revenue. Now, this in addition to their historic Calder Cup playoff run, where they captured the AHL's Easter Conference Championship during the franchise's first ever playoff appearance, including their first trip to the Calder Cup Finals since 1991. And a recent luxury travel magazine article named the city of Springfield as one of the top 10 best places to live in Massachusetts. How about that? And Dom Sarno is busting his buttons over this. Luxury travel magazine highlighted Springfield as a great place to live for families, professionals, and students alike for its unique history. Being a city of firsts, the vibrant neighborhoods have plenty of recreational opportunities and attractions within the city and surround region. And the article also adds that each of the communities offers something unique and special that makes them worth calling home. Another nice accolade for a city that has received more than a few over the years. Well, for me, it's off to the wonderful Majestic Theater tonight for one of the last, I guess, four performances of Betty and the Patch. And I'll be looking forward to it tonight for many reasons, including the fact that the theater is comfortably air-conditioned for performers and audience alike. Our next new program online on Monday, available to you on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Do your best to stay cool and comfy this weekend. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.